never asked, so we will today, as Tom Chambers has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Tom, when you walk into the empty arena, do you immediately look up at your face?
No, I look away. It makes me nervous.
Sorry, Tommy. I thought that was funny right there. Was,
yeah, I don't. I can't even look at myself like on camera or when they show old footage or old. It makes me get sweat and through. I mean, not a little sweat. I mean, like through a jacket kind of stuff. It's they do it intentionally these days just to see me pour it out of my pores, literally.
All right, Tommy. How bummed are you? Number six in the lottery.
It's disappointing. It really is. I mean, 1, 2, and 3 were household names. You know, the other guys, you know, the Suns just figured, well, I figured, all of us fans figured that it'd be, you know, one of those three being, you know, right there in that slot. But, I mean, the sixth spot was, I don't know why the sixth spot would be 26 or 27%, and, you know, when you're, you know, one of the worst. But I guess that's going to stop people from staying at the bottom, trying a little bit harder. But yeah, it was a crazy deal. It absolutely was.
The Suns fan in you has to be terribly disappointed. But if you look at it from a league perspective, do you think the draft lottery worked? Do you think it has massively incentivized tanking, or do you look at it and say, well, wait a minute, the Anthony Davis didn't play much down the stretch, LeBron didn't play much down the stretch, the Knicks didn't do anything all year. Maybe it did work for them.
Well, I mean, certainly you can say that. And, you know, everybody thought it'd be Los Angeles and New York. It wasn't either one of those two teams. But, you know, Memphis and New Orleans, I mean, they're like two teams that I thought were going to have to move out of their cities because the attendance has been so poor. That pick right there for New Orleans probably is going to keep, you know, Anthony Davis there. And that team could, you know, could compete in the West with Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, and now, you know, probably Zion. So that's going to be a heck of a team. And I think Dave Griffin is going to be able to keep those guys there.
So, Tommy,
that's strong.
You're telling me you think that AD is going to stay in New Orleans.
I do. You know, that's my personal opinion, obviously. I mean, if he went to Los Angeles and they gave up the core of young people they would need to get him, then it's just going to be him and LeBron.
Yeah.
Him and LeBron cannot beat – they probably wouldn't even beat a decimated, you know, a team that he just left. I think he's going to see that team is really good. And they're gonna, you know, they're gonna make waves out there. So I truly believe now that he will, you know, be convinced to stay. He'll make amends with that crowd, and you know, he'll be playing with Zion or Ja, I would imagine. You know, probably Zion because they've got, you know, Drew Holiday, who is absolutely a terrific player.
Oh, that is really fascinating stuff, Tommy. Because I thought David Griffin was so positive on this as well, right? David Griffin, and that told me maybe there was a crack, right? Maybe there was some type of detente between the New Orleans Pelicans and Anthony Davis because he seemed so positive that, hey, maybe we can convince him to actually stay here.
Well, you know, everything went south and sour when he signed up with LeBron's guy. Mm-hmm. He was a joy to be around the locker room. He was playing hard. Everything was great. And then he switches over to Rich Paul, and Rich Paul basically makes him be a bad guy so they can get him out of town and put him in a bigger market, and maybe put him with another superstar. So that all came with the agent. So AD hopefully will, you know, reel him back in and say, hey, the best opportunity for me is here. You know, it's not going to be with LeBron.
Talking to Suns legend Tom Chambers, who's joining the Doug and Wolf show, I realize we got a month here before we look at, okay, who do the Suns take at number six? So let me give you a philosophical question. If the best player available on the board is a shooting guard, do you take him?
Well, I mean, I think you have to if they believe it's the best player. I mean, in today's league, I mean, a shooting guard can be the five man. You know, in the lineup, you got Draymond Green starting at the five spot, and he's about 6'5", 6'6". I mean, he's not very big. So, in today's league, yeah, you've got to take, you know, the best player, and they're going to play together, and they're going to, you know, they'll be able to figure that out and work that out. But I would imagine there's, you know, if it is a two guard, it's going to be somebody that can pass and play in there with Devin, if that's in fact what they go ahead. There's also a couple of good point guards that should still be available.
Oh yeah,
TC, talk to me about what do you know of Monty Williams?
Well, I tell you what, I do not know him well, but I've always admired him. You know, he's been on the bench with, you know, with the Spurs. Everybody always, you know, says nice things whenever you're around. You know, it seems like every, you know, major player in the league wants to go up there and chat with him. He's so well-respected. He's so professional. He's such a tremendous human being. He was that as a player. He was that as a coach. He's been that, obviously, working, you know, in the San Antonio front office. When you're with R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich, you're going to learn some stuff. And if those guys respect him enough after his wife passed, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, they put him in the Spurs front office. I mean, that's just ultimate respect. And players have that same respect because he was with obviously the USA team, and you know, even in Philadelphia, I mean, going back there and working with those guys, and a guy I wish he dragged back to Phoenix is Tobias Harris, who's an unrestricted free agent.
Oh.
So I just think that he's the perfect hire out there for the Suns.
When I'm just going to say a name, and I want to hear Tom Chambers, because there's nobody that confuses me more, both as a player and a human being, than this name, and I want to hear where you go with it. Josh Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what, he can be volatile. I mean, he can be running over people. He can be out of control. And then you see some flashes of stuff where he's really good. But yeah, I mean, obviously Josh has had his issues with the officials. He's had issues now, as you see, off the court. He's had issues on the court. You hope that, you know, at some point, you know, he goes out there and does what, you know, why he was drafted that high. Is consistent. Last year you saw some good games out of him, mostly after the All-Star game, and then he didn't play well at the very end. And the year before, you know, he just had a great second half, but I just haven't seen enough consistency out of him to really even warrant, you know, the playing time. I mean, if TJ Warren comes back healthy, TJ's, you know, going to get the time, and Kelly Oubre gets signed back, which we all hope and pray that he will. Kelly's going to get the time too. So Josh is going to have to have a little bit of tough love, in my opinion, and have to earn his time, you know, rather than just being that, you know, fourth pick in the draft and throwing him out there. He's going to have to earn some time. He's going to have to start knocking down some shots. He's going to have to start playing, you know, better, consistent defense, rebounding, blocking shots like he does, and get steals. So Josh has to be Josh.
Tommy, rather than trying to move Josh Jackson, because I don't think you'll ever get equal value or anywhere close to equal value for him right now, doesn't it make more sense to hope that Monty Williams can rehab him, so to speak?
Well, certainly, you know, Monty is going to be a guy the guys are going to listen to. He was a 9-year vet. He's been there. He's worked with, like I say, the best players in the NBA. It'll be interesting to see if he can motivate DeAndre Ayton every night. And Josh Jackson, who plays hard, he just plays out of control. And, you know, he thinks he's a great shooter, you know, and that's nice to have confidence, but he's not. He's barely 40 from the field and you know, like, you know, 20s from three and 60 from free throw. So he's got to learn when to shoot it and when not. And, you know, he's been a turnover waiting to happen. So hopefully Monty can work with him. But you're right. You know, Wolf, his value is not good. I mean, there's teams, obviously, that would take him and say, hey, this guy was, you know, the fourth pick 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't really have a developmental squad that really is going to help him. And we can make a difference in this guy. So I think there's a chance of getting something for him. But certainly, it's like trying to get something from what's his name, Rosen, you know, the next year after you draft him, you know, high in the first round.
Well said. Hey, thanks for waking up.
You're the best, team.
You the man.
Waking up, I've been up all night. I drove to Utah, and I'm here.
Yeah. Nice.
Gamer, Wolf still wants to come to the ranch.
That's right,
you can have him anytime.
All right. Well, you know, there's still snow on the mountain. I'm sure it's got to warm up for his thin skin.
Kidding me? I'm from Buffalo, T.C.
Yeah, not anymore.
All right, kid.
Hey,
thank you, Tom.
Thank you, man.